Blog Talk Radio. Welcome back, my friends, to Where the Music Never Ends. We're so glad for all your minds that we find, that we find. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Late Night Poets Rhythm and Rhyme Show. We are part of the world's largest community. That's allpoetry.com, and there you shall find us, the Late Night Poets. We put these radio shows on 7 nights a week, Monday through Sunday, 10 p.m. till midnight. Come hang with our wild, delusional, and nature and passion on Mondays. Dig into the twisted thoughts of the Twisted Sisters on Twisted Tuesdays. Turn up the heat with the Art of Seduction on Wednesday. Thursdays are split between In Our Craft or Selling Art with Rich and the Neutron and Double Helix with Aphasiana and Dex. Friday, Come Fill My Eyes with Open Poetry. And Saturdays are split between Gray Eyes Howling at the Moon in the Canadian Wilds, bringing you Bad Company, and Ekphrasia, brought to you by Captain B2 and Dan. And if you're looking for a little more edgy around, then please check out our After Midnight shows, 12:30 to 2:30 a.m., Monday through Saturday mornings. Mondays are split between The Hearts of L&P with Victoria and New Chapters in the Black Lace Diaries with Mr. M and Mistress Frost. Tuesdays, Come Take a Walk on the Wild Side. Fridays are split between Crawling Into the Darkness with Pam and Break On Through. And Saturday, Daisiana and Babla as they teach you the fine art of becoming heart sinner, heart saint. Check out the contest that prompts for all of our shows, only to read your poems, and hang for the fun. Good evening, Jean.
Well, hello, Rex. How are you tonight?
I'm doing just fine. How about you?
Well, no sense complaining. You know, it's Sunday. It's a good day. It'll be a nice, quiet week, I think.
Back to another week or the beginning of a new one.
Yep. First day of the week, it's a day for faith. We have faith that it's going to be a great week. There you go. Can't ask for more. So, I see you have a decent board tonight. Looks like you got a lot of poetry. Probably a lot of good poetry. Very nice.
I'm looking forward to it.
Very cool. Very cool. So tell us all about this contest you ran. Your motivation.
All right, it was for Alan White, who just passed away. I think it was May 26th. He goes back a long way. He started playing. He took lessons on piano when he was 6. By the age of 12, he was playing drums. By 13, he was performing regularly. And since the 60s, he was in a number of bands, the Downbeats, the Gamblers, Billy Fury, The Move, Alan Price, Big Ben, Bell and Ark, Terry Reid. He was with Denny Lane for a little while. Denny Lane was out of Wings with McCartney. In 68, he joined Ginger Baker's Air Force, playing with Baker and Steve Winwood. In 69, he got what he thought at the time was a prank phone call from John Lennon asking him to come perform at the Toronto Rock and Roll Festival. They hung up on him, and John called him back, "Hey, it is me. I'm asking you to come join me and the Plastic Ono Band in Toronto." So he joined Lennon, Yoko, Eric Clapton, and Klaus Voormann to play the music festival. And he was featured on a couple of Lennon songs, Imagine, Instant Karma, and one or two other songs on the Imagine album. And with John, he met up with George Harrison. So when George put out his debut album in 1970, All Things Must Pass, he was on that album too. In 1972, Bill Bruford quit. Yes, as the drummer, right around June or the end of May, and they were due to go out on tour come the second or third week of July that year. So he got a phone call from Yes, he joined Yes, and on I think it was the 27th, he had 3 days to actually learn the music from the album that was just being put out in September. That was Close to the Edge. Plus the other tunes that they had in their catalog up to that time. And then he went on tour with Yes. He made his debut on the on Yes as an album with 1973's Yes Songs, which was a live album from the tour of 72. He's been on 43 Yes albums, plus a few of his own solo projects over the years. The last one he was on was 2021's Quest, and let's see, Yes is going out on tour sometime this year in honor of Alan White. And John Anderson is also doing a mini tour of 13 dates with a group of kids. Remember that movie School of Rock?
Kind of.
Well, he's using those kids as his background for his 13-day tour. And I think that's about up to now. That's pretty much it.
That's pretty awesome. Hey, Pam.
He's played on probably another 50 other projects with the likes of Joe Cocker, Billy Preston, and other such notable through the years.
He's a busy guy.
Yes, he
all
was.
Over the place.
Much in demand.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Hey, the Bear Queen's here. Hi, Pam.
Hey, Rex. Good to hear you both.
Trading in bears for the cow patties?
Apparently. the dogs were all riled up. Chuck had to go outside and shoot the rifle up in the air a couple times. You know, it was a whole pandemonium going on.
Oh, my God.
See, you're supposed to hang the stuff from the trees so the bears can't get it.
Yeah.
There you go, mate.
I call this Images from a Wisconsin Night. That's what we'll name this.
Yeah, right? One of those only in Wisconsin things, but not
only
really.
In Wisconsin. That's what it is.
And Pam can answer that question. Do bears actually shit in the woods? No, they shit in my yard.
Oh, my God.
Too funny.
One thing is never a dull moment in L&P. We never know what the topic of conversation might be. It could be anything from bears to nuts. Right?
Very true.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
I know. It's just the funniest part. It's very true. Oh, my God. Yes. Yes, ma'am. Oh, my gosh. Well, Mr. Rex, you just tell me when you're ready to get started, and I'll start a little bit.
All right, then why not? Why not just kick it off?
We're going to kick it off.
Yeah,
I know where I'm supposed to go because I have this down. And for our first poem for tonight, it is Breathless by David Philip Ireland. And I have an audio for that. So let me click that button.
You leave me breathless, breathless, with every beat of my heart, every moment of gold. You leave me breathless, breathless, breathless. Remember my kiss, long after I'm gone, and though silence is bliss. Remember my song, and when darkness descends, the stars pierce the night, I'll always be there, in the shadows and light. Remember our dreams, the worlds that we drew, the sum of our lives, the me and the you. Remember the sights, remember the sounds, remember the lost, remember the found. You leave me breathless, breathless. You leave me breathless. the still, remember the noise, tumbling words, scattering toys, remember the fool, remember the boy, remember the tears, remember the joy, remember it all when we run out of time, walking the walk, climbing the climb, and should memory fade like black holes in the sky, I'll always be there at the back of your mind. You leave me breathless, breathless. You leave me breathless, breathless,
song. Thank you very much, Dave, for SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated. All right, Pam, what do you think?
Oh, that was just absolutely beautiful. I saw that he's on the side of the contest that he was a backup act for Yes back in 1972. I thought that was pretty cool. And, you know, this is a wonderful song. I mean, the recording was beautiful. The music was beautiful. I liked the message in this. I liked how it was all about, to me, two people who are, spend time together creating memories. And I like that it's told from the point of view of somebody who is thinking ahead, you know, that they're in the moment, they're enjoying the moment, they're enjoying how the person makes them feel, that they take their breath away. But it's most important is to them that should they ever when they get to the point that they leave this earth, when they get to the point that they die, or maybe a less sadder type of separation, you know, just simply being far apart distance-wise, that there's those memories that you have, those memories that last a lifetime. I really like, remember the still, remember the noise, tumbling words, scattering toys, remember the fool, remember the boy, remember the tears, remember the joy. There's this whole... well, wonderful rhythm to it, plus the whole idea that it's about remembering the ups and downs, the foolish moments, the tears, the laughter, and it's just also very heartfelt and very well done.
I like that. Nicely said, Dan. Thank you. And Jean, how about you?
Yeah, I thought this was a wonderful work by David. Great lines all throughout. And, you know, I started to pick up the stanza, remember my kiss long after I'm gone, and their silence is bliss, remember my song. you know, and I couldn't stop on just that stanza because I had to pick up the one right below it as well. Remember our dreams, the worlds that we drew, the sun of our lives, the me and the you. I just thought this was just a really well-done piece. I loved the tune of it. I like the fact that it was kind of mellow because it worked really well with the words and whatever you want to say, words, stanzas, thoughts, dreams. You know, I mean, I thought it was just really well put together and nicely done. So I really enjoyed it. And excellent audio, David. So thanks for sharing with us.
It was a great audio, a wonderful piece by itself. And the harmonies in the background were nicely laid in as well. But as a tribute piece, it hits well as with what Pam said. But as a tribute piece for Alan White, Remember My Kiss Long After I'm Gone, and those silences, please remember my song. There is that noted thought of, hey, you know what? I might be gone, but there are those a wealth of memories to treasure in the listening and the music produced. So, and yes, ma'am, David did open for Yes in 1972 on their Belgian leg way back in the day. And he did get to meet the gang and said Rick Wakeman was really nice to him. He even bought he and his wife a beer as they sat down for a chat. And he said the rest of the guys were like, they were on air. So a fabulous little bit of noteworthy background that most of us will never get to feel yet. Those that do enjoy the moment because they're once in a lifetime events. So thank you very much, David. That was a wonderful piece. All right, Jean. Coming back to you.
See, I knew you were coming to me. Let me see now. I got to figure out what I was going to do. I was going to find a poem for you, Rex. Just for you.
Okay.
I'm going to grab the first one here. It's by Brother Jacob. Excuse me. And there's the room, so let me see. Brother Jacob, and it's called Heaven. So, whenever you're ready, Rex.
Right. Heaven by Brother Jacob. Imagine there's a world without any strife, a world without sorrow, only peace and life. Imagine no more children being taken too soon. Imagine a world with unity, where we all commune. There is a place called Heaven, where there's life and liberty, no more pain, no sorrow, and no captivity. There's a man called Jesus who hung at Calvary, rising on the third day to set us free. End poem. All right, Jean, why don't we start with you?
Because I'm not ready.
Okay. All right, Pam, you're up.
Oh, she's throwing me under the bus there, Rex. Okay.
Hey, Pam got you first.
All right. You know, I thought this was really wonderful. I like how it was written in the rhythm of the song, Imagine. I thought it made for a good jumping point. And I liked that he brings in the imagine no more children being taken too soon. Imagine a world with unity where we all commune. I think that really fits well with the original vibe of the song. That finding that peace and that unity in life and I thought it was a wonderful spiritual rite and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. All right, Jean.
I'm here. I'm ready. I finished my little project I was working on in the background. I thought this was a beautifully written brevity. Wonderful words and thoughts throughout. And, it was a great spiritual piece. I agree with you, Pam, 100%. That's why she had to go first, so that way she could come up with those words. No, I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. Blame it on Dexter Bailey.
Oh, well said, you two. Yes, this was done with imagining thought. And it did take, imagine, a little bit further walking on that spiritual path. So, yes, and Brother Jacob does walk within that realm when he writes for us. And he sometimes does it with humor, too. This is pretty much straightforward, giving up the thought, hey, you know what? We can do things better, but we need to walk the right path. Nicely done, Brother Jacob, and thank you very much.
I hear my name. It's coming.
Yes, it is on you now.
I hear it in the wind. Okay. Pam, I have one for you. Oh, shoot. Wait, I just gave you 30. What the hell? Wow. All of a sudden, everything started lighting up like Broadway. Okay, here we go. This is by Rose Winter. Call Alan White.
Wow, you're not taking this one for yourself? Okay,
I look. Okay, never know.
Alan White by Rose Winter 515. Drummer Alan White sadly departed, rest in peace, with Yes since 1972, helped John Lennon imagine an instant karma with chords and poem.
Nicely read. Pam, thank you very much. All right, Jean, you can't pass on this one. Well, in a way you do,
oh,
but
no,
you can't.
It's actually a great tribute here. Short and sweet, you know, an excellent brevity. I mean, you can't say much more when 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines. You know, that's not counting his name as the top. I mean, I think there was a lot said, and it was very nicely written. And just you know, as I said, a good tribute piece. So nice work, Rose Winter. Absolutely.
You're right. It does cover the largest portion of Alan's life. I mean, 50 years. But, you know, he was outside of Chris Squire, who died a couple of years back, Alan White was the longest permanent member in the band who never left. And they've had like something like 19 different lineup changes over the years. So that's quite a run of thought. And yeah, he was supposed to go out on this current tour before he died, unfortunately. Sad. Thank you, Rose. All right, Pam, you got to read it. What about you?
Oh, I really enjoyed this. I thought it was a wonderful tribute. I like how she, you know, the stuck to the basics, but also played with the song titles Imagine and the Instant Karma. So but that was very cool and very well done.
Oh, thank you very much. Back to you, Jean. Ah.
Hey, Eugene, you hear that?
Yeah, snuck it in early.
Wandered off again. See, maybe you just can't kick him. He's slippery like an eel. Anyway, next piece I'm going to put up is by Diane D, and it's called Abandon. And it's a parody of Imagine by John Lennon. So let me put that audio on. Abandon, a parody of Imagine by John Lennon, by Diane D. Abandoned by a nation, a people left in vain, all left without them, nothing but ash and pain. Abandoned are the people looking for the way. Abandoned are the children who haven't found the way. Nothing left to wake up for. It's just another day. Abandoned are the people living life in grief,
Some may say that it's hopeless, a war they can never win. But there's no way they'll leave there. They wear the mark on their skin. Abandon all their choices. No wonder that they fell. The time had come to weaken. No hunger or no will. Abandoned by the people. Running from the war. Some say that it's hopeless, a war they can never win, but there's no way they'll leave there. They wear the mark on their skin and home.
Great read, Diane. Thank you very much for the SoundCloud. It is much appreciated. All right, Pam.
All right. First of all, wonderful parody there. I thought abandoned was a perfect word. It really hit hard, the idea of those in need being abandoned by those who do have the capability to take care of them. I really like, abandoned are the children, you haven't found the way, nothing left to wake up for, it's just another day. And abandon all their choices, no wonder that they fell. The time had come to weaken, no hunger or no will. Those are powerful lines in the whole idea of a society crumbling apart because those that should be taken care of are not being done so. And excellent writing, very well done.
Thank you, Pam. And Jean, how about you?
Well, I have to say that I thought Diane did a great job with this. I thought it was a great parody and a great expression of thoughts throughout. I thought it was nice work. And I grabbed this stand-up, which was abandoned are the children who haven't found the way. Nothing left to wake up for. It's just another day. Abandoned are the people living life in grief. I thought that hit all the right notes of thought, you know, that she wanted to express to everyone. So nice job, Diane. Really, really well done. Thank you.
Absolutely. I agree with both of you. This hits on that notion of you can look at any war across history and some of what she's gotten here hits hard notes along that reign, abandon on the children who haven't found the way, nothing left to wake up for, just another day. You can think of what went on during World War II. Some may say that it's hopeless, a war they can never win, but there's no way they'll leave there. They wear the mark on their skin. That hits the home territories of everybody who's ever been invaded, who doesn't give up the fight. And so this hits on notes of war as a whole and what it does and what it brings forth. And in the end, it's the people who bear the brunt of what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Nicely done, Diane. Thank you very much. All right, Jane, we're back on you.
The next piece up is a Lenin Legend by K-Bab. And I'm going to give that one a read.
Sure. A Lenin Legend by K-Bab. Imagine heart-strung Beatles sighs, your heart guitar hung dry, away from song, John and Yoko hand in hand, finding that brotherhood of man. Imagine truth away from chorus, in place where no one needs applause, no wish for more than what you have, as mother's nature's freedom-born child. Imagine heaven here and now as gifted space to grow in grace where love is turning head to ground through crippled mouth without a sound. Imagine your island without any sea or a map of the world without bordered lines with nothing to own protecting your claim, nothing to spend, and no one to blame. And Paul. All right, Jean, what do you think?
I think I read that beautifully.
You did, Jean. You said it looked like that.
I put on my male voice for that one. Just kidding. Anyway, I thought it was a wonderful poem. I really did. I think it was nicely written, really well done. Lots of great lines throughout. And I thought it was really well expressed. So nice work. Definitely nice work. And thank you, K-Bud.
Thank you, Jean. All right, Pam, how about you?
Oh, I really enjoyed this one. You know, it's like every once in a while, a songwriter, a musician comes along that you really connect with. And you can definitely feel that in K-Bab's right here with John Lennon. And it's like that, to me, I love the way that they pay tribute to John Lennon and the song Imagine. And yet, and the part of it is that they want to be their own individual. They don't want to be what the world calls them to be. They want to be what the lyrics of this song calls them to be. I also like the heart-strung Beatles sighs, guitar hung dry in the beginning. I thought that was quite clever. And Heaven here now, a gifted space to grow in grace. The idea of, you know, kind of that heaven on earth that you make through your actions, you can make your life something beautiful in this time and space. So excellent writing, very well done.
Oh, thank you very much. That opening stanza reminded me of Their Bed-In. You remember that? The interviews they did from the bedroom in that hotel room, John and Yoko in bed with the sheets pulled up, him bare-chested, answering questions to the media. And the second one had me thinking of Truth Away From Cause and a place where no one needs a cause, no wish for more than what you have as Mother Nature's freeborn child. And it hits me with the thought of how he was treated in the 70s over here. He was once deported from the U.S. He was given a hard time about getting citizenship, and the FBI had a nice big fat file on him, considering him a subversive. I like that thought. Imagine your island without any sea, or a map of the world without bordered lines, with nothing to own, protect, and claim, nothing to spend, and no one to blame. There is a nice, he's a sort of Edenic identity in that last stanza. Thank you very much, K-Bob. All right, Jean, we're back on you.
Okay, I'm going to try this again. I'm going to put up A Knight's Ballad by Jack Blue. I'm going to read this one. Pam, hush now. Knight's Ballad number by Jack Blue. Imagine there's no hell and no pandemonium below the starry graves, whispering or weeping low above the sorry soul of the holy comedy. Standing by the empty sea, waving down to purgatory, he wonders how his story, ringing with an earthly spree, has brought him to the shore where no angel has to soar. A sapphire blue water would be fascinating him, if only he had undergone the frozen crimson flames, devouring demons' providence till its ashes vanish clear. The marine ballad in blue should enchant him instantly, if only he had heard the frail, tremendous cries resound morendo adagio through the purple sky. Imagine there's no ghost or no comedy of hell, but a sorry theater and poem. And that was inspired by Imagine by John.
Great read, Jean. Thank you very much. All right, Pam, what you got?
Yeah, I think this is a really beautiful write. It has great rhyme and flow. I thought it was wonderfully entertaining. I thought it the The Comedy of Hell, it made me kind of think of Shakespeare's The Comedy of Errors and that phrase there. I thought there was an irony to this, the irony of completing a quest and realizing that the quest itself was the reward rather than that the reward would be found at the end. And I like the imagery of standing at the edge of a vast, you know, like vastness, waving down to purgatory. You know, the frozen, crimson flames devouring demons' providence till its ashes vanish clear, I thought was particularly strong lines. And I thought that ending with "what a sorry theater" was a great line, and almost like the idea of some, like if you, it's like life is a play being put on, and you look back and realize that, you know, because you didn't enjoy life, it really wasn't that good of a play. So just really entertaining and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. And Jean, how about you?
I'd just say I like this piece very much. I thought it was well written and a great take on the prompt. You know, and I think that Jack did a good job with that. I also pulled a stanza or something where I can see what I need to do there. And the one I chose, I mean, not that any was, you know, all that over and above, you know, the next one, but I think that, you know, it was a matter of just picking one that I felt, you know, suited me for the read. But standing by the empty sea, waving down to purgatory, he wonders how his story, ringing with its earthly spree, has brought him to the shore where no angel has to soar. But there was an interesting line there, you know. I mean, you're waving down to purgatory. Well, you know, like here I am. I found that to be kind of intriguing, you know, that thought there. And, you know, to think about being on the shore where no angel has to soar. Kind of an interesting thought on space, you know, where you're at and where that, what that place really was about. Not purgatory, but, you know, where you're at in the storyline there. And I thought it was nicely done. So good job, Jack, and thanks for sharing.
Gene, you're absolutely right. And the opening is nicely done too. Imagine there's no hell and no pandemonium below the starry graves, whispering and weeping low above the sorry soul of the holy comedy. Now, Pam, you hit on that note to the Shakespeare, but also the holy comedy there. Like I hint that Dante's the divine comedy, and I get that touch of maybe Percival, the quest for the holy grail in this, and he does bring it right at the end. Imagine there's no ghost or no comedy of hell or a starry theater. It kind of hits on that note that without one, you don't have the other. Therefore, there's nothing in between that gives birth to any joy, fear, or enlightenment. And Lord knows, life is about joy, fear, and enlightenment. So, nicely touched upon, Jay. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jim, put it back on you.
Okie doke. Pam, I have the next one up for you. And this is called The Death Master. Let's go. By Teresa S.
The Death Mask to Francesca, by Teresa S. You lived and breathed this lifetime as you wandered through these dreams, and your spirit mingled watery, proud, and free. It will be a long time after the death mask on your face you wear, that your name will caress my lips and they be still, a long, long time after the sixth Christ has egoed you, that our spirits will cease to dance, to swirl, to touch, and even then the resting of the one that was but thee, and you'll be wrapped all around by pale white light. And even then, the resting of the one that was but thee will be found all wrapped around by pale white love. End poem.
Thank you very much. And chops up a thought in the AM to Alan White. May you rest in peace as you bang a new drum now. Nicely done, Julia. And Jean, why don't we kick it with you first, please?
Okay. I think I'm almost there. I think this is a really well composed and a nice tribute piece as well. You know, I think that it was just, I don't know, it was just nicely done. Maybe tribute's not really the right word, but I think it was a nice dedication to that, to the Alan White, and, you know, just thoughts in general. You know, you lived and breathed this lifetime as you wandered through these dreams, and your spirit mingled watery, proud and free. It will be a long time after the death mask on your face you wear, that your name will caress my lips and they be still. You know, an interesting direction that she took, and but it was nicely put together and nicely composed. You know, I think I think Teresa did a good job with this piece. So nice work, Teresa, and thanks for sharing.
Thank you, Jean. You're right. It was a very, very different piece. All right, and you got to read it. What about you?
Yeah, this is beautiful. I like that she brings up the death mask, which actually used to be a common practice. I think Victorian times or before. I know Victor. There's actually a death mask of Victor Hugo, and I can't remember who else, but it used to be a common thing. So I like that she brought that in. You know, to me, I felt like there was a main message of the peace that's found as the spirit travels on, and also that it was a wonderful tribute to a life that was lived to the fullest. I like the imagery of the pale white love, that glowing light, that comfort. I'm not quite sure what the sixth Christ is, but you know, I'm very curious about that. I see it as in quotation marks, so maybe it's a prayer or a song or something. But I like that imagery, that our spiritual cease to dance this world to touch, and even then the resting of the one that was but the such a final praise for that final resting and that sense of peace. Beautifully written and very well done.
Nicely said, Dan. Thank you. All right, death masks were sometimes used as memento mori, and they'd often be used as something artists could then use later on as a portrait for painting someone later on after they died. So they'd have a death mask, and they'd have the actual face to draw and then paint from, which is different. And some just use the death mask for their own morbid curiosity, like they used to do back in the 20s. They'd take a death mask of some famous criminal just so they could have something odd for a museum, so to speak. And now with this, you guys did well with it. I like those last few repeat lines, because they said a whole lot. And even then, the resting of the one that was but thee will be wrapped all around by pale white light. And even then, the resting of the one that was but thee will be found all wrapped around by pale white love. And the offering of that, finding their way within that white light and moving into the next realm, and then being engulfed within that pale white love as everything opens up to the next realm that you've entered into. Nicely done, Teresa. Thank you very much. All right, Jean, we're coming back to you.
Okie dokie. Well, the next one I have, I'm going to put up for you, Rex. And...
Okie dokie.
Okay. Yes. By Peter Foley. Agreement with question mark. Black vinyl to play back in the day. Sucker herbal cigarette laid back with yes. Small colorful forest. Parrot of trumpet. Green sunsets. Wives of Henry VIII. Nice. Chorus of yes. Music endless. Art of excess. Tuning experimental, God be reverential, no sir to please, rubber burning, cremation stench, yes, meatloaf neck, like a bat out of hell, and boom. All right, Pam, what you got?
All right, well, I just thought this was a clever, like, bunch of quirkiness and zaniness, and, you know, I like how he plays with words, like even yes with a question mark, agreement with a question mark. To me, that line just speaks volumes of I'm agreeing, but I'm not exactly sure why. I like how he pays tribute to their music and the whole idea of, you know, back in the days listening to them sucking on that herbal cigarette, you know, and the parrot of trumpet, green sunset, you know, I thought were fun lines. Wives of Henry VIII made me think of that song, I'm Henry VIII, I am. And the art of excess.
You got to do it right. It's not just Henry. It's Henry. I'm Henry VIII, I am. Henry VIII, I am, I am. I got married to the widow next door. She'd been married seven times before. And all is that was an Henry. Henry. Wouldn't give a willy or a shout. I'm an eighth old man, I'm Henry. Henry the eighth, I am.
Okay, I stand corrected. It's Henry. So, Art of Excess, I thought, was a perfect line because a lot of their songs were actually quite long. And a lot of their tone, different, they played with so many variations of drumming and tones and, you know, that it could almost be considered the art of excess. You know, so I thought this was a wonderful tribute to the band. I thought it had a great kind of play, almost playful in a dark way type humor. And then a little nod to meatloaf at the end. Either that or we're having meatloaf for dinner. I'm not sure. But either way, great write and very well done.
Yep, got to like the title. Yes, with a question mark. And then you thought with agreement with question mark. Nice touch to open with. Yeah, the herbal cigarette hitting on the note of you listening to yes, laid back. Yes, you had a joint stuck in your mouth. The colorful forest, the parrot of trumpet, green sunsets. All quite easy notes to yes, because a lot of their music themed around nature. Why is it Henry VIII, ninth? A note to Chris Wakeman, because one of his solo albums is called The Wives of Henry VIII. Chorus of yes, it's on that note of the melodic tone they had within their chorus. The music endless, hitting on what you just said, a lot of the music is 8-9. In fact, Close to the Edge was one whole side of an album, 18 minutes long, with only two other songs on the other side of the album. Tuning experimental, yes, they walk progressive. Cremation stench, yes, meatloaf next, like a bat out of hell. I'm not quite wrong, that kind of... It's on the meatloaf's gone as well. A good portion of the original Yes members are also gone, so probably hit on that thought of yes, they've all left like a bat out of hell, so to speak. Nicely done, Peter. Thank you. All right, Jane.
Keep joking.
Oh, yeah.
Nice brevity. What you need, Pam?
Oh, nothing. Sorry.
That's all right. Sorry. I wandered back in. Okay, the next piece I'm going to put up is by Jaskaran. It's called The Warbit Swing. The Warbit Swing. But here we go, and I have an audio for that. Well, I do. It's right there.
The Rod Swing. This autumn, why am I going old? Birds dissipating among clouds. My imagination is blurry. All I see is naked men playing hide and seek with the sun, chasing the season days, weeping on dawn with his all book. Buried deep in scarlet. I guess he's building a poem, cruising for ride, filling in on the attar of roses, wrapping last little memories in this disheveled graveyard. I mean, beach-heading weathers, like leaves with sex of gold, rainy dancing above the earth, and tree left bare naked, and still looking for the exit of the maze. Reddling silence, devouring out the neurotic mind, all deemed unruled, his whisper of the unreferred leaves, in desert grid, to go dandelions and watch, turn with his scattered in the wind, backing your feet, inundating your feet.
Great read, Jaskaran. Thank you very much for the sound class. It is much appreciated. And Jaskaran took Imagine as his prompt as well. All right, Pam, what do you think?
Oh, I think this is just absolutely beautiful, wonderful imagery and metaphors. I like how the main message seems to be about the idea of the reflections of somebody, the inner thoughts of somebody who's growing older, and all those wishes that the heart longs to come true, or where they wish that had happened. I particularly am drawn to my imagination is blurry. All I see is naked men playing hide and seek with the sun, chasing the cinnamon taste, peeping from the torn pages of the book buried deep in the closet. You know, it just has that idea of living life in such a grand fashion. My wings be shredding feathers like leaves with specks of gold, gently dancing above the earth and the trees left bare naked. I like that the nudity in this poem represents the idea of bearing one's soul, or bearing the souls of the trees. I'm still looking the exit of this maze. You know, I think a maze makes for a great metaphor for the idea of the way we travel life. It isn't a straight path. It's something we often get lost in, especially as we get lost in a maze of memories. So just a beautiful write and very well done.
Wow, thank you very much, Pam. And how about you, Jean? But you got to unmute.
I'm here. I'm a little slow. Jeez. Every time I do it now. I thought this was a great reflection of the prompt, and I think it was nicely expressed. You know, I started to pluck, you know, lines from this. I started out where you went, Pam, and I thought they were great lines. But it's like trying to narrow it down a little bit. So I went down a little further, right, and then it got worse because then I had more lines because I'm like, yeah, I like the way this will run together. You know, but I have to say, my wings be shedding feathers like leaves with specks of gold, gently dancing above the earth and the tree left bare naked. I'm still looking the exit of this maze. But then I wanted to keep on going from there, you know, because I thought they were great lines and great metaphors throughout. I thought it was just really nicely done. So wonderful job, Jaskaran, and thanks for sharing with us, as always.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Thank you. And you're right, Dad. That opening thought
It's autumn, why am I growing old? Birds disappearing among clouds. Why am I growing old? That age question, so to speak, holds itself out for all to see. But there was in that second stanza, recklessly wheeling a poem, cruising for ride, spilling ink on the attar of roses, wrapping last beautiful memories in the disheveled graveyard. And that comes across as a nice touch to a eulogy in the moment. And then my wings be shredding feathers like leaves with specks of gold, gently dancing above the earth and the tree left there and naked. I like that sort of the rustle. No, it's back to autumn again. The leaves falling down, and you get that touch of gold, red, orange, and there you got the naked tree left standing. And then that thought, I'm still looking to exit this maze. The rattling signs devouring out the neurotic mind. Off the dreams I'm still, and then there's that catch note. Pondering age and looking back, and it's those that notice regret the devouring of the neurotic mind because of those dreams unfulfilled. And then that last touch, hear the whisper of the unruffled maple leaves and the depth of bids blow dandelions, and watch sounds of which are scattering, beckoning your sleep into dreams. You see, there's that kind of note of instead of regret, once you start each new day with a nice positive note and thought and live that day for what it's worth. And then repeat for the next. And though you might be at the August of your, or the autumn of your age, then the only thing you have to live it that way is the whisper of those maple leaves. The blowing dandelion, and watching all of that spin across the wind and take flight. The dream came alive. Nicely done, Jeff. Thank you. All right, Jean. Going back up for you.
Okay. I'm going to put this next one up for me by Julie Buck. And it's called Irony, Fighting by Julie Buck. Throughout every battle in my head and on earthly soil, I overcrowd myself and no one hears what's being said. I've always been a princess, and now I will be queen. I don't care what I've done, who I've been, or what I've seen. I watch people every day giving up and giving in, most too bored to care. Take a few steps back when needing to see the violent view a bit more bare. A message came to be delivered by the dove, declaring a decision that had cast at times there now just for me to bring forth peace and unity, to forgive tossed out dreams, to let go of wrong I've done and did. Never thought I'd free what once I so well hid. I'm a self-appointed queen and harmony recaptured. Music, our universal king, do you two feel the rapture? And boom.
Great reading. Thank you very much. And Julie put, I've seen all good people. Another great song. Pam, what do you think?
I very much enjoyed this one. I liked her choice of a song for inspiration. For me, I really felt like, as always, she's got just strong, hard-hitting lines, really knows how to use spacing to make an impact, wonderful imagery and metaphors. I like how, the main message of this is learning to rule your own heart with love and forgiveness. And it's the message of, the story of someone who starts out as a princess. And you think of a princess as somebody who's spoiled and only thinks about themselves. Then the queen has a mind that is broadened. A queen learns to seek peace and unity. But another thing a queen does is they learn to forgive themselves for their past wrong. And this is wonderful all the way through. But I really like a message came to me delivered by the dove declaring a decision has been cast in time. They're now just for me to bring forth peace and unity. And music, our universal king, do you feel the rapture? I like that whole idea, that one line alone, music, our universal king, the idea that music draws us all together, I thought was just absolutely amazing, and this was very well done.
Thank you very much, ma'am. And Jean, you got to read that. What about you?
You know, I think Julie did a great job with this. I was looking for some lines to grab because I haven't, you know, picked out a few yet. But I think that it was a great take. I thought it was a clever use of all the props. You know, pulling in a little here and a little there. You know, just, I don't know. I think it was just really nicely done. You know, it's funny because I've seen All Good People. We and I talked about that earlier because that was the one I was going to lean towards. But just it was a clever use of prompts and very well done. Great job, you know, as always. And I really enjoyed it. Nice work, Julie, as always. Thanks for sharing.
Thanks, Christine. Thank you. I like the play that she used in the song. I overcrowd myself, and no one hears what's being said. There's a touch in the song. Don't surround yourself with yourself. And there's also reference in the song to a queen, and she hits on that note. I've always been a princess, and now I'll be queen. I watch people every day giving up and giving in, much too bored to care. That does kind of hit on the note of, there's a nice heavy note of irony in that, not giving a damn about what's going on. And take a few steps, then it comes from the song to move back two squares. And then the message came to be delivered by the dove out of the song itself as well. And time is right out. Time is time is time is a great line in the song. It's used a number of times. And the thought of give, toss out beams, and let go of wrong I've done and did. Don't carry around the baggage. And that's called music, our universal king. And there's no giving in the thoughts to the chessboard itself, as the queen offering up to the king. Do you feel the rapture? And there's a nice note in there, delivering oneself unto the angle of presence with faith. Nicely done, Julie. Thank you. All right, Jean, we're back to you.
Okay, and Pam, that brings me to we have The Naked Truth by Betty Page.
All right. Naked Truth by Betty Page. All I want is truth. Need no sugar-coated lies. I've opened my eyes. Am I good enough or just one of so many? Give me naked truth. I can take it, love. Say it, just be honest, please. Tell me the truth now. I don't need more lies. Don't be a politician with all of these reasons. Well-scripted bullshit. Don't come to me with all that. Love me or just don't. I feel your silence against I'm not good enough. Again, I'm not good enough, so why do I try? Tangled in your ropes, twisted stories, excuses. I'm tired to the wind. I feel your absence every day since you left me, as everyone does. Just say it. Say it. Say I'm not worth your time. One night stand again. Other girls get you. You never are satisfied because they're not me. Go on to hunt more and less useless, nameless fucking prey. I'm sure they'll know love. Oh, right, some new guy. When I'm still so hooked on you, roles reversed, we two. Sure, I'll just move on. I will be happy someday, only in dreams, though. My life was a waste, wishing all those dreams of you while you're with those new. I deserve love, too. Dare God give you what gives second chances? Me being with you, a cruel joke to play. Someday, someday, sure, someday. crying naked truth and poem.
Great read, Pam. Thank you very much. And I don't know. Dean, what's up with you, please?
I was going to say, Rex, there's only one person left. It's me.
And that's instant karma. Instant karma's going to get you.
Karma. Karma gets everybody. You know how that works. I think we all do. What a right. You know, nicely done, Betty. Really strong and it's strongly expressed. That's a good way to put it. I think that Betty has just stomped her foot and put it out there just exactly the way that she meant to. I think it was a great job. And, I'm not sure of the prompt. I went looking, and then I saw what the prompt was, and I'm like, I'm not sure how that fit the contest. But I know there's some tie in there. I know there's a tie in. I just haven't found it yet. And her author's name didn't lead me back to your contest prompts. Led me to a whole different set of prompts. So, but nice work, Betty, and thanks for sharing with us. I have to, kind of hit the button. So, great job. That's what I'm going to say.
Thank you, Jean. And Pam, how about you?
Well, this is definitely short, impactful lines. It's hard-hitting. It's emotive. It's a relatable write in that, we all just want the truth. We don't want people who play mind games, or play word games. We don't want that scripted BS. I really did I don't need more lies. Don't be a politician with all these reasons. And then I liked that it had a lot of bite into it, and especially sarcasm, some new guy, when I'm still so hooked on you, roles reversed, we two. Sure, I'll just move on. Some people find moving on so easy, and in this case, when you're the type of person who falls deeply and madly in love and you keep getting your heart broken each time, sometimes it's not that easy to move on. So nicely written and very well done.
Thank you, guys. There is that first song she's got herself. That was Johnny Depp and Jeff Beck. Incidentally, they got an album coming out in a couple of weeks in July, so look for that one. But this kind of hits hard from the heart, and that that note in her hand kind of hits on the note of being sort of as the queen with all the guys hanging around her, but that kind of bites at that sort. That isn't the case, so to speak. The idea being that maybe it's time to give herself a chance outside of what everybody else thinks and bugger everybody else's thoughts. But she hit that last line. A cruel joke to play. Someday, crying naked truth. The offer of the naked truth being, hey, you might think I have all this, but you haven't got a clue as to what I've really got, which is just empty promises at the moment. Nicely done, Betty. Thank you. All right, Jean, we're back to you.
Okay, Bill. Well, next one I have left, Rex, is going to be for you. This is called Inspirational Sound by Wichita Rick.
All right. Inspirational Sound by Wichita Rick. Inspirational Sounds. Words or sounds placed perfectly, plinking away lightly, then reaching down deep that mold my soul. Grand day, yes, it was when songs was first heard, like adding lotion to raw emotion to tone and soften. Distantly aware what effects have been taken over like magic, musical magician,
Each word on note plays a different role. Humble as my hearing is, connected to a mind that was put into timeless bliss, changed my mind instantly from loathsome to awesome. The painter of words, spanning cues with many expanding views, helped set my mind in motion, giving freedom to my mind and new control. My heart is not fragile, nor thrown round about, more as a welcome sedation, feeding inner elation, setting a mood for a day at the heart of the sunrise, an expanded mind, no longer an option. Going on adventure with a starship trooper who are perpetual change to all good people who are ready to listen, a new school for our senses to enroll. Mind set of lucidity, falling backwards neath the jolt, not some lovesick potion or mental message to my neurons, brain release and pain like a prisoner without a warden. Not looking for forgiveness or to be forsaken, but to give the love that can be taken, pleasing memoir painted upon our soul. They say no, I say yes. I need visionary friction to feed my addiction, the release of tease, mentally tease, shift the rift, excitement, courage. Elation shows as a gift, my mind as a new watchman. And poems.
I see such a great. All right, Pam.
Great read there, Russ. I really enjoyed this one. I was chit-chatting with Rick for a little bit in L&P earlier, and he mentioned that he had been a big life, fan of Yes and all their music, and that he was going to put a pre-write in the contest but decided to write something new. And I'm glad he did. I'm glad he finished up his new write, and I thought this was a wonderful tribute to the band as a whole. And I really enjoyed how he put so many of their song titles throughout this. And the nice thing of that is there's no place where it seems forced. You know, it just it really fits. It makes it clever. It makes it playful. And to me, it's as I go back to there's certain music that as I said to him and. I think it's a wonderful tribute to the band and the way that their music touched his heart, moved his spirit, and opened his mind. And I think that's a lot of what progressive rock did, like bands like Yes, is that they not only lyric-wise opened up our mind, but by playing with sound, opened up the possibility for what music could become. And so just a wonderful write and very well done.
Thank you very much, Dan. All right, Dean, what do you think?
I thought this was a great tribute piece done by Rick. I loved all his different title references throughout the piece itself. And I thought it was just done in a really nice manner. They say no, I say yes. I need visionary friction to feed my addiction. The release will appease, mentally tease, shift the rift, excitement, and courage. Relation shows as my gift, my mind has new watchmen. I thought that was just, one little section, but there's so many, further up. Just really nicely done, Rick. I don't think you've missed too much of anything here. I thought it was a great tribute. So, nice work.
Absolutely. I'm going to agree with that. He hits on a number of thoughts. Words of sound placed perfectly, clinking away lightly, then reaching down deep to mold my soul. There is quite a note of that in their music because they didn't put all this together whole. A lot of those longer songs they put together in the studio from pieces they had already arranged. And then after putting it together and getting it down on tape, they then had to go back and learn to play it as a whole piece. And that's quite the effort because they were intricate in their stylings because they ran, they're called progressive, but they were running in old school music from way back in the day, plus some jazz notes. They were hitting rock notes. They were also, you could even hear on guitar sometimes, Spanish picking. So they were quite adept within their musical backgrounds, not to mention playing drums. There was also the extra percussion instruments that went along with that too. So Let's see what else he got. He did threw in a lot of songs, Heart, the Fragile, Roundabout, A Mood for a Day, Heart of a Sunrise, Perpetual Change, All Good People, Starship Trooper, all great songs, and all absolutely at least 6 minutes, and some going into 10, 12, and like Close to the Edge, 18 minutes, because of everything that went into them. They were called overdone, but that was what made the music that much better, because it was intricate. It hit on the highs and lows. It rolled in nature, and the sounds were grandiose. I mean, there is even you got birds opening up on one song. It's a glorious sound because it kind of hints at what's coming inside past that. And they were just masters. And let's see what else. And yes, that last stanza. They say no, I say yes. I need visionary friction to feed my addiction. There is the song Walk that note of almost a going through a musical, a play, and watching everything unfolding before your eyes. Except with the music here, you get to see all of that unfolding between your ears in the mind itself, which was cleverly done. And I agree, Rex, outstanding music. And back in the day, in the early 70s, sometimes you got to see Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, and Yes, on the same ticket. Now that is what I call an outrageous show. All right, Gene, we're back to you.
Okie dokie. Well, the next one I'm going to put up is My Words Take Shape in You by A. Johnston. Yeah. Let me say that. My Words Take Shape in You, John Lennon, by A. Johnston. My words take shape around you in the falling sky, down the long, thin alleyways or in fields of laughing children. Here I am, as always, inescapable. Praying you're listening to my words, helping me with my words, watching what I have to say, reassuring, remembering me. I will always be my own way. It's who I am. No one and someone walking together. I was never you, but always closer to who I am with you. Enough, at least, to see me through. Enough to make my words as right as they'll ever be. What will I do without you? What will I remember when remembering is not enough? Why have the gods left us here, together, inescapable? I'm done with being famous to others. I want to be famous to you. Now and then, surround me with the words, sound, and shape of you. And poem.
Great read, Gene. Thank you very much. Huh. All right, what about you? What do you think of that?
Yeah, I thought this was a really thoughtful poem. My words take shape around you in the falling sky, down the long, thin alleyways. You really want to write the kind of lyrics or the kind of poetry that reaches people from the heavens, you know, but also reaches people who are stuck in the alleyways, stuck in the ugliness of life. I like that title, My Words Take Shape in You, John Lennon. You know, the idea that, you know, here's somebody whose lyrics they idolized and they wanted to mirror, and yet they want also to be their own individual person. I like that this was about wanting to convey that message of love and hope and individuality. And I like the questions in here. What will I remember when remembering is not enough? Why have the gods left us here together inescapable? Really just said wonderful, thought-provoking lines, and very well done.
Bob, thank you very much, Pamela. And Gene, how about you?
I was still typing. Did you hear me? No, I'm only kidding. Just being a wise guy. I thought this was a nicely penned piece. And, you know, I say we draw our inspirations from the well we fill with what we experience, the things that have touched us through life. And I think that, this really reflected that, the way it's penned and, you know, the fact that it says I shape my words, that's the way it is. My words are take shape in you. I think that that references back, you know, his experiences, what he's heard, the music that he's listened to, the things that have touched him throughout his life and made him feel a certain way or led him in a certain direction, let's say. I'm not exactly sure. There's no really one instance in this. And I think that this poem shows the reflection of, you know, how John Lennon's music has touched him throughout his life, you know, and not one specific thing. Just in general, it kind of guides you. Where is it, this one? Hang on 1 second. I want to sing so I can fill in time, but you don't want to hear me sing. I don't know. I know there's a couple lines in here that I wanted to pull out and read back, but God forbid I should find them now. Heaven forbid. But just, I don't know. I think that he really just did a fine job with it, and it was enjoyable, and I liked it a lot. So if I find it, I'll put it in my written comment. Absolutely.
That was a great comment, and you are definitely right. What I got was an intertwining, because I think both he and Lennon are walking within this, because he offers up, my words take shape around you in the falling sky, down along thinning of alleyways, or in fields of laughing children. Here I am, as always. So, and then he hits on the thought, which said, I will always be my own way. It's who I am, no one and someone walking together. And that is an intertwining line that hits the author as well as the artiste right there in the moment. I was never you, but always close to who I am with you. Again, the intertwined, the angle of being a little better myself because of you. Enough at least to see me through, enough to make my words as right as they'll ever be. And what will I do without you? There's that thought of what if you weren't here? It didn't have that effect to draw me into this is what I am. And who I am. And then the back end, I'm done with being famous to others, thought to Lennon. I want to be famous to you. But that kind of note to, I want to be seen through your eyes, now and then surround me with the word, sound, and shape of you. Again, the intertwining of self within Lennon himself. Nicely done. You're right, Gene. This was well played.
Yeah, I thought it was a really nice piece. Definitely. Okay. I changed up my way of doing things tonight. Now I'm all screwed up. But that's okay. We all know I'm confused anyway. Oh, my God. Okay, Pam, I have a piece for you next, if you do not mind. And go, whenever you're ready.
All right. There is poison in the well where the women go to pray. There are monsters in the forest where the children go to play. And nobody sees, yes, nobody sees until it is too late. This is a land that once was noble, flourishing far and wide. Then the darkness reared its head, so the sun began to die. And everyone mourned, yes, everyone mourned, for what could never be again. The warriors sunk in the clay, the gods changed back to men. The drummer boy beats a rhythm through a chorus made of tin. We are your enemies, become like us, be one with us. Hold our hands as mountains crumble, hold the reins of stumbling steeds. Freedom is a chain around your neck, hold our hands, we have the keys. Did you think you owned the veil to partake in the wedding feast? Did you think that time would tame the raging of the beast? You just keep on smiling as if the bullet and the blood hadn't bit the dust. Dystopia is meaningless. You just keep smiling like your dolls carved from wood, dancing in the killer's hands. You float on memories of peace that you thought you had created. Your words are empty vessels sinking in the sea. Someone here is the bad guy. Someone here told the lie. Someone here flung the fire from the cannon in the sky. Was it us? Was it them? Was it them? Was it us? There's confusion in the answers as the thorns obey their masters. The flesh of men are thrown away. Harmony becomes a carcass for another day. Trees become a bone to pick from the lightning and the bite, and dreamers lose their dreams while the children learn to fight. The deities hang doorknobs on bludgeoned souls of men, and they're knocking, yes, they're knocking, for the feast of that sweet sin. And everybody mourned, yes, everybody mourned, when the drummer stopped his song, and the lands were ravaged in the stillness of delusions that were gone. End poem.
Go for
great read, Pam. And Dan, she took the song, The Gates of Delirium, which is 22 plus minutes long. So she dug deep into the song because it was dark and delicious. And you know how Pam likes the dungeon atmosphere. What'd you think?
Oh, well, where do you begin? I'm not familiar with the song, so I'm not going to lie. But I think this was a really well-composed piece. And just, okay, let's just look at the title alone. I think you suited the title so well that I imagine you just rolled right along with that music. I can feel it. You know, I don't have to hear that right now, but I can be certain that this is a great matchup for that, for the inspiration, the prompt. I don't know why I can say that, but I can say that. Just because I know you're always so spot on. But great rhyme, great meter. The story was well told throughout, you know, the points you were trying to make. You definitely expressed well. And, yeah, I really enjoyed it, Pam. Another great piece, really. Excellent job.
Thank you very much, Jean. And
you're
I
welcome,
think we
honey.
Can all be healthy. It wasn't a 22-minute poem.
Yeah. All right. Two notable things. This came out in 1974. So it would have been Alan White's first new music recorded with Yes, because he was on the 73 album, Yes Song, which was a triple live album. So at 22 minutes, yeah, this is this is definitely their longest piece, I believe. And it digs into, it's loosely based on Leo Tolstoy's War and Peace. So we kind of use that backdrop to make this something of a brought forth to our day and age, so to speak. We are your enemies, become like us, be one with us. Hold our hands as mountains crumble. Do you think you own the veil to take in the wedding feast? Do you think that time would tame the raging of the beast? Again, the thoughts of the war, the bullet in the blood, biting the dust. And you think dystopia is meaningless? Yeesh, well, that's hard edge. The killer's hands, and the thought of, there's a lot of political thought in this as well. The children learning to fight, yes, used as cannon fodder as they've always been. And I like the back end, the last five lines. Everybody mourned, yes, everybody mourned when the drummer stopped his song. And that kind of hits on the reference to the one little boy who's always the drummer on the battlefield. And the lands were ravaged in the stillness of delusions that were gone. It's the note of everything being gone at the end.
Absolutely. Thank you, Russ. And thank you for the inspiration.
Oh, well, I'm kind of surprised you sat down for 22 minutes for a song.
Yeah, and I actually listened to it twice. So there's 44 minutes.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, should have gone for the double six and made it an hour and 6 minutes long.
It reminds me of that old saying, Pam, it takes you 2 hours to cook dinner, it takes 5 minutes to eat it. It took you 44 minutes for the inspiration, and it took you what?
Yeah, and then another 2 hours to clean up the mess.
Absolutely. Oh, my God. Oh, I can't help it. We all know I'm a little twisted. Oh, that's Tuesday. Never mind. I'm only twisted on Tuesday. Okay, Rex, I'll tell you what. The next one I'm going to put up is for you, if you do not mind.
All right. Let's see. What do we got? What do we got?
Did you ever get permission from him?
Oh, I don't know. Is he the one that was up in question?
Yes.
Oh, it says pending. Never mind. Sorry. That's okay. I got another one for you. I got another one for you. Don't you worry. Here we go. Okay. I got it. Copy. I got to find you. There we go. There we go. This is called Drummers by Dan DeShina.
Drummers by Daniel DeShina. Death, stagnation, movement, vibration, vibration, energy, the rhythm of life. And you and I and everything else so close to the edge of the unknown future. Will our rhythm of life be a whisper in the wind, a butterfly in a hurricane, and loose sustain? History remembers those who define it and those who don't. Wondrous stories either way. Rhythm of love or rhythm of hate. Just imagine, reserve your fate. We are all drummers, as we all walk, sleep, and eat. We all breathe, and we all have hearts, ours, alone, and poems. All right, yeah.
You know, I had a feeling. When you put up this contest, I thought to myself, Daniel DeShina is going to write for this, because being a drummer himself, you know, I felt like he would probably relate to this topic. But I like that this isn't just the idea of paying tribute to people who actually play the drum, but rather the idea of using being a drummer as a metaphor and how, like, we all kind of have this energy, this rhythm. Like, we are the drummers of life. We put out this energy and this rhythm, and it affects those around us. And sometimes it's positive, and hopefully most of the time it's positive, but other times it can be negative. Rhythm of love or rhythm of hate, just imagine to reserve your fate. And the fact that he threw in the word imagine in there, of course, was a really great nod to that song. I also like, will our rhythm of life be a whisper in the wind, a butterfly in a hurricane, and I like the idea of that nod to the butterfly effect, the idea of how, like, the rhythm that we put out there can you know, change how people perceive life. So absolutely just a stunning spot on right and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. Jean, how about you?
Well, you know, I thought this was a great piece by Dan. You know, it was funny because I was trying to word something, and Pam used both expressions I came up with in two different ways. So I put it was a great tip of the hat to Alan White, and I thought it was well done, very well written. And it was nicely penned. And I think that this is actually one of the shorter pieces I've seen of Dan's work, because normally his pieces are a little bit longer. But I thought it was just it was complete, you know, and I thought that was great. So nice work, Dan, and thanks for sharing with us all.
Thank you, Jean. I like the, he's got some nice
nicely woven a song titles in here that most Yes people would definitely know on. And You and I start off that second stanza, and Close to the Edge in that third line of the second stanza. And that was one of the very first songs Alan White had to learn, which he was going out on the road 3 days after he joined the band. And that Close to the Edge tour was, it was an 18-minute song as well that he had to learn. And, you know, so what else did we hit on? Wondrous Story, another Yes song. And Rhythm of Love, again. And through Imagine as well as a note. So he hit on a number of songs that Alan would have played. And you're right, being a drummer, you can't resist offering up your thoughts with the drums. And he opens up with that vibration energy, the rhythm of life, the drum beat of the heart. And I too like that one stanza. Will our rhythm of life be a whisper in the wind, a butterfly in a hurricane, and loose sustain my special one? I like that other one. History remembers those who define it and those who don't. Wondrous stories, either way. Great touch with that. And the back end, we are all drummers, as we all walk, sleep, and eat. We all breathe, and we all are part. I was alone. Again, true. The heart is the drum beat which resounds in us every day and puts forth. I think that's why drums hold such a nice note of fascination, that ringing tone, the beat, the background that drives the music. Also, the heart, the beat, the background that drives us. Nicely done, Dan. Thank you. All right, Gene. I'll back it to you. Do-do.
Okey-doke. Here's the next one. And this one has an audio. And this is
cool.
In the Name of the Rose by Nightfall Vixen. So here we go.
There was once a king who was there for everyone, but no one was there for him. When he died, his funeral with 10,000 people he never even met was sad for some odd reason. Don't be like that king. There was once a king who had no friends and only loved his mom and his dad. When he died, they weren't even at his grave. Don't be like that king. There might not even be a heaven to make this place your heaven, but don't forget to love yourself more than anyone else. If you die, a child loses a parent. Can work, it's been proven. The only thing is, it's not an invitation to be lazy. You either work or you don't eat always until you are very old. And then it is your duty to give wisdom to the youth. Only in the final frontier, but we're not ready. Change the other wants to stay. We are ready to progress. to make sure we do not regress. After the final frontier, we will probably become gods, and our ranking depends on how much knowledge you have on everything and how you make the best of it. The more energy you have in every part of your body, and everything you know and do is how high of a being you become. This is how we're just a theory, but hell, that's how our world works. The more energy you have, the more energy you become.
Where's Rex?
I'm right here. Wonderful SoundCloud.
Oh.
Nightfall. Thank you very much. It's greatly appreciated having you read yours. Thank you very much. All right, Pam, since you had the voice, I was waiting.
I was just wondering where you were. All right. No, I really like this.
Hey, I've done
this.
That
I
before
am...
where I started and this, oh, crap, there's a bit more. So I wanted to wait.
Totally makes sense to me. So, yep, I've been there before too. No, I'm really glad that Nightfall Vixen was inspired and that he made a SoundCloud. I like the kind of like bluesy, spunky feel to vibe to his voice. I like that this starts out as almost like a story poem or like an Aesop's, not an Aesop's fable, but some like a lesson, you know, like here's this king that cared about everybody. And then here's this king that cared about nobody. And in the end, they both got the same thing. They both died. And it was just, both extremes were meaningless. I thought this was a great take on the prompt, Imagine by John Lennon. I like the nod towards Star Trek. I believe in the final frontier, but we're not ready for it until we evolve. I like that he gives a nod towards that there isn't, that both the left and the right are at fault here. And, you know, obviously I don't want to talk politics too much on a show, but, you know, I do think it has an open-minded way of saying, hey, you know, this isn't one side or the other. It's everybody's problem. And what I like here is that, you know, he says his personal beliefs is that we become this positive energy, is this energy that goes on forever. And we gain this through the knowledge that we gain, but that we may not be the generation that perfects humanity into the loving, balanced, people that we're supposed to be. You know, we may be what is the springboard for future generations to grow in knowledge and to grow in love. I did particularly like that ending. The more energy you have in every part of your body and everything you know and do is how high of a being you become. I like that thought, to where that idea of how much it truly means to be open-minded and gain knowledge throughout a lifetime. So excellent writing and very well done.
Wow. Thank you very much, Pam. Jean, how about you?
Well, I think it was nicely penned and presented. It was a nice piece, and I have to say thanks for sharing that with us. Absolutely.
Thank you, Jean. All right. What you hit on, Pam, what was kind of folksy, this kind of hits on that note of what you find in the coffee shops in the early 60s with the maybe bongos or a light guitar in the background, a kind of a beat piece, so to speak, with thoughts of what's going on in and around the day. It's one of those pieces that speaks to all and everything that is, and how evolvement is
the way that beats, but we got to actually reach that angle. And yeah, I did. I thought that note to Star Trek with the Final Frontier was a nice touch too. And it does hit on that something else. What was it? There was everything you know and do is how high of a being you become. That also hits on some Star Trek thoughts about evolving the next generational thought. You're right. It doesn't happen overnight, and it might not happen this century or the next century or the one after that. Somewhere down the line, evolution takes hold and things progress. But it's got to be on a level where it's agreeable to everybody, not just a saturated part of society as a whole. It's got to be the whole of society rather than just a piece. And in order to get there, we have to progress in thought, idea, and deed. Nicely done, Nightfall. Thank you very much for the SoundCloud. All right, Jeannie. We're coming away to you.
That was the last poem for the night.
Oh, okay. And we can do some shameless promoting. What you got coming up Tuesday?
I don't know. Pam, do you know what we have on Tuesday?
Yes, I am running a contest called The Art of Paper Cutting, which features different paper cutting art. Which
you mean it's not paper cuts on fingers?
What's that?
Not paper cuts on fingers?
No. I'm saving that for the dark show. But, I featured a lot of the German and Pennsylvania and Dutch type paper cutting art. But you can also find ones that were done in, like, China. I got a couple of cute little squirrels there for Phil to write to. I've got cows. I've got dragons. I've got owls. Definitely... I am in need of rights for that, so check it out and be inspired.
All right, Gene, I think Pam just told you to gather enough, the squirrel's hungry.
I think that's what she said pretty much. Yeah, Rex, I think you're right. throw me under the bus right out here in public. Thanks, Pam. I don't know.
Tuesday morning after midnight, we got Bukowski. Next Sunday, we're doing the Cars. From 1978 to 1985. And the following Sunday after that is Father's Day. So, gang, think on your father's favorite songs, because I'm going to open up that contest with pre-writes, too. So if you got something new or something that talks about your father's music or a particular song you love, we'll get into that one. And what else? What else we got?
Let's see. What we got Wednesday, Pam?
Wednesday is Lou is running a contest for that because it's Graves Week, and it's a quote about something about the smell of you.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Yes, you got a couple of those songs in there too.
Yep.
Nice.
It's called The Taste of You, Quote, and or Song Prompt for the Artist Selection.
Okay. That makes so much more sense than the smell of you. Yeah, it sounds better. The taste of you.
Yes. Your odiferous emanations.
Cut me a break. I had a write about smells. I had one. Now I have to start over in my...
Oh,
we can get into Leonard Skinner. Ooh, that smell. The smell that surrounds you.
Oh, God. It's the word ooh before that.
Just a real quick mention that Naomi is running a contest for our next Into the Darkness show, which is this Friday.
There you go. That's this Thursday.
Okay.
Sounds like fun.
Oh, yeah, what was that?
Yeah.
Locust, right?
Yes.
We made it all.
Yes, there's the darkness, swarms of locusts.
Oh.
Yes, and remember, pretty soon we're supposed to be eating those for our dinners.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know Friday is open poetry. So I'm off the hook for coming up with any ideas this week. Yep. Bobby has the show on Saturday. Unlike me thinking she had it last Saturday. I finally caught up with that one. And I'm not sure what Afasiana has for this Friday, but she's due back, right? Back from her.
Yes. She should be back.
And keeping it brief, on Wednesday, I'm not sure. I can tell you it's about brevities. Beyond that, I'm not sure what their topic or theme is, so you have to check it out. Or ask Naomi. Or me tomorrow after I get a chance to find out what it is. Absolutely. So, Rex, it was a great show. Great prompt,
yeah,
great poetry.
Great time. Thank you, Tampa, sitting in. And Rick, thank you very much for holding down the boards. And everyone who dropped in the SoundCloud, thank you very much, especially Dave and Knight for the new ones. I haven't seen either one of these before, so thank you very much. And check in to see for the cards for next week. I've got a few bids and lyrics up for that, but you can choose anything else from that catalog as well. So have some fun with the cards. It's upbeat and bouncy, so have some fun with that.
Yep.
We'll be doing this all again next week, so everyone have a lovely evening.
You do the same. We'll all be here next week. Goodwill willing and the creek don't rise. That's the way that works. But excellent show. Thanks, Pam.
That's
always
what she
fun.
Said from the lightest of eyes.
Okay, guys. I think it's is it that time? Yeah.
Yes, it is. All right, gang.
Okay. Have a great night. Thank you, Matt. It was fun.
Thank you, gang.